lots of stuff going on for Halloween. I love this article, and it just went up on the Kenosha News website, of these fabulous photos from around town of people decorating up their houses, very creepily, if I may use that word.
Yeah, people go way over the top, which is so much fun. I mean, you just go there, there's lighting. One of the houses, it's actually, ironically, it's around the corner from Christmas Lane. And it's got a pumpkin ghoul, and he's talking to you, and there's, like, strobe lights, purple lights going up. There's a ghost in the upstairs window, and you're just like, oh, my goodness. You people are very creative and very well. And that one's got, like, a 50-foot skeleton standing out front. And
I'm fascinated.
Yeah, a lot of them, as you drive down the street, you see it.
I'm fascinated by the one on 81st Street, with the skeleton bobbing for eyeballs.
That's quite a feeling, actually. They have a whole creepy circus theme going. So they've got, you know, bobbing for eyeballs. They have a circus tent up. They have creepy clowns. There's, like, posters in the window, you know, stop by, greatest show on earth. And I thought, you know, clowns freak me out anyways, so I don't even need them to be all bloody and gross looking.
What about the astronaut on 31st Avenue?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I think it's like an alien autopsy. And he's right next to Pennywise, the creepy clown.
It looks like something that came out of John Hurt's stomach, right?
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah.
All good stuff.
A lot of people that have graveyards in their front yard, and I thought, that would freak me out too much. I'd be sure that one day I'd come home and my name would be on one or something like Scrooge. So I don't know that I could ever do that.
I also love the one, it's not in the photo montage here, but the one by our old haunts, oddly enough. There's a resident on 85th Street in Pleasant Prairie who's got the skeleton. I think I talked about this before, Pete. Has got the skeleton sitting on the tractor.
I find
that appealing. We have to get a WLIP mask on that skeleton. That would be
such a great piece of self-promotion. I haven't seen that one. I'll have to go check it out. Yeah, and I do tell people, you know, I ask people to, you know, email me, so people have been sending me addresses, and then I'll go check them out, get some photos, and we'll keep adding to the gallery, and we'll run them in the paper again, and yeah, it's a lot of fun. I actually think this is more fun than the Christmas decorating.
You know what, though, guys?
Go ahead, finish your sentence. People can indulge their imagination a little more, maybe, you know.
Their darker side, if you will.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's hilarious. We just need that skeleton with the WLIP microphone in front of it. That's going to be the gift that keeps on giving
right there. That's the kicker. Yeah. That'll sell it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so there is a lot of Halloween stuff going on, like I said, and like this Friday and Saturday, the last two nights of the Boy Scouts Haunted Woods. That's out in Wheatland. You still got your pumpkin patches, so you can still go get your pumpkin. Pringle Nature Center is going to have a Halloween candlelight night hike coming up on October 30th. Hawthorne Hollow, they also have Beast of the Woods. And it's a spooky exhibit that's in their pet cemetery.
Yeah.
I know, that's self-guided, but I probably wouldn't go when it's too creepy out, like right now in the dark rain.
I always worry about self-guided.
The Racine Zoo, Milwaukee Zoo, they have drive-through Halloween.
That's the way to go. Drive through, because you don't want to be walking into something.
You can always speed away
or something.
Yeah,
then, right. Yeah, who knows?
You could keep the windows rolled up if you're afraid of something reaching in and getting you. And
you don't need to go all Blair Witch Project on this, you know, this Halloween. So, lots of stuff out there for folks to enjoy. Embrace it, because we're just about to November already, and then
we've just got about this weekend and next weekend, and that'll be it.
We'll be on full on Christmas alert.
We'll be into candy canes, and yeah, I was at Kohl's last Friday night, I think, or 2 weeks ago Friday, and already Christmas music was playing.
Oh, brother. It's not
far. I know. I was like, oh, my God.
Liz Snyder, Kenosha News. It's available at newsstands worldwide on the web, KenoshaNews.com. And the original social distancing, they still bring it to your house, Liz.
We will bring it to you.
It's that simple. And Pete?
Tip your carrier.
I know.
Very generously.
If we could figure out how to do it with, like, a headless horseman right now, that would be fun.
But telling you, put the mic in front of it.
Liz Snyder, thank you so much. You have a great week.
You too. Stay dry.